This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, whoever builds a mosque for Allah, Allah will build for him a similar house in Jannah. And we know the great reward that will not only be gained, but rather will fill your grave after your death. Whenever someone prays there, whenever someone gives shahada in the masjid, whenever someone learns something in the masjid, yes, that will be something that you'll have on your scale.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? I came across a video which is quite inspiring, actually, from Joe Rogan. And he was speaking about some, as he calls them, Islamic fighters in the UFC. Let's take a look at the video and then respond to it in kind.
Some of the most disciplined people that I know are very religious. It's really fascinating, particularly fighters. Like a lot of the Islamic fighters out of Dagestan, they're some of the most dominant fighters and some of the most religious fighters, so devout, and because they don't have the distractions that a lot of the hedonists do.
Yeah.
You know, they're not party, like the guys out of Khabib Nurmagomedov's camp or some of the most dominant fighters, they wear their hair all exactly the same way. They practice, all they care about is like family, religion, training. They don't chase girls, they don't drink, they're just training constantly, like insanely dedicated to their craft. And they're the most dominant. Khabib is very wealthy.
Yeah.
And he drives a Toyota truck. I mean, he lives in the same house. I mean, it's like he's very devout in his beliefs and the way he's raising other fighters. And now he just got out. I think he's decided to retire completely from mixed martial arts coaching and everything. Very religious.
So I think that was quite interesting, the way he kind of phrased that. And obviously him being a kind of color commentator for the UFC, he has been a color commentator for the UFC for very many years, an MMA enthusiast. He's seen different fighters with different backgrounds act in different ways. And I think there is something which is quite specialized about the behaviors, the dispositions, the temperaments, and the prioritizations of the Dagestani fighters, but Islamic fighters in general. And I think he hit the nail on the head, really, Joe Rogan, who I must say, on a tangential point, has really grown in the way he is speaking about Islam and Muslims from, let's say, 5 or 10 years ago, where you'll see on this channel, there's many videos that I put out critical of him for putting on at least what seemed to be pejorative content about Islam and Muslims. Now he's, I think, grown in his thinking towards Islam and Muslims. But having said that, some of the things that he said are staple parts of the Muslim diet, if you like. I mean, obviously, he mentions faith and family, and these are the priorities of every Muslim. Faith, of course, believing in one God worthy of worship, and that is the essence of Islam. And family, and then to take care of your family, to take care of your children, to take care of your community. And there is a very strong communitarian ethic attached with the religion of Islam, especially vis-a-vis one's own family in the house. Very, really direct quotations from the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace and blessings be upon him, relating to how to take care of your family. For example, every shepherd is responsible for his flock, and that the man is responsible for his family and that the woman is responsible for her family as well. So in a way, when the man is not present, the woman becomes, if you like, the leader of the family to raise the children, to do these things. So there's a strong family ethic in Islam. Obviously, from a spiritual perspective, the Quran says, "Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara," that protect yourselves and your families from the hellfire, which of course is something we believe in, heaven and hell. So yes, this is something very central. And to be honest with you, it filters away, as he mentions quite accurately, I would say, the distractions that people have in life, especially in the age of distraction. We are in the age of distraction with our smartphones, people watching 5 to 10 hours of television and smartphone stuff and having screen times which are actually verging on the comical because they are no longer in control of their lives, but they have become a slave to the algorithm itself. And so in this age, having priorities and having goals and having a hierarchy of, if you like, needs that you identify yourself is of the utmost importance, and not being swayed by things like fame, the opposite gender, and riches and so on is something that someone has to temper and tether within their own psychological or psychological disposition. I'm happy that he was able to identify these points, and hopefully he'll be able to identify more of these points in the future. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hey you, are you wasting your time on social media again? Your brothers and sisters in Islam Net from Norway are establishing a masjid, a dawah center. Establishing a masjid to convey the message of Islam is one of the best deeds a Muslim can do. There's a huge need for it in Norway. You know this and I know this. So that makes the reward even greater. So give generously and Allah Azza wa Jal will give you even more.